Okay, yeah, Shavuot Tov, everyone. Hope everyone had a meaningful Rosh Hashanah. It's definitely a unique Rosh Hashanah, much more different than all years. I'm sure everyone definitely did something different or was in a different, some sort of different environment than in most years. Whether it's davening inside, with a smaller minyan, outdoors, inside tents, outside tents, v'chule v'chule. But I hope, even though it was different and unique than other years, it was that definitely people had an inspiring Rosh Hashanah. And I hope, and we hope and pray that our tefillos should be answered. Everyone should have a gemar chasima tova and a year full of hatzlacha and bracha. Right now we're in the tekufa of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, one of the more difficult and also underrated tekufas throughout the year. This is a very, very important tekufa between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur after the Gezar Din is made for us. It's written for us in Rosh Hashanah, and we know what's sealed in Yom Kippur, and things can change during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. These are the days in which we need to be going all out, giving it our all. We ask and we cry out and we pray to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should have mercy on us and all of our friends, our loved ones, and all of Klal Yisrael for the entire year, and give us and seal for us a good gzera. But the only issue is that it's pretty hard. It's called Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But however, there's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's Tzom Gedalia, there's Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and it sort of like goes by. It's only really, you know, three, four real genuine days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And also everyone's tired and wiped out from Yontif and Yom Kippur and Slichos, whether you're early in the morning or late at night. And it's one of these things that's very, very important, but they can't, but it just can't, it can easily just go by when not even notice it. So we need some chizik in that. So there's just some hagdam in terms of inyanei diyoma. Anyways, now Shabbos Shuva, so Parshas Hazinu. So let's speak about a couple of ideas. Parshas Hazinu, it's a short parsha in terms of psukim, but pretty long in terms of rashis and pshat. It's written in poetic form. So let's begin. First idea. Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Yarov kamatar l'kchi tizal kakatal imrasi. We say that may the teachings drop like the rain, and may his utterance it should flow like dew. His sayings. So we're comparing the teachings of Torah to the rain. And so one can obviously ask again, what exactly is the mashal? Let's try to explain exactly what is the kesher between matar, the rain, and the Torah. So Rabbi Ruchem Levavitz, that's all, the Mashgiach of Mir, explains as follows. He gives a long mashal. It would start with the rain, but with the matar. He says that by rain, in order, when we look at rain, when the rain comes, it lands on the ground, and it's very, very good for agriculture. Certain people, you know, they're very upset about rain. It cancels outdoor activities. It cancels sporting events. It postpones certain things. You have to go out with a jacket, an umbrella. It makes things, for some people, it's very, very inconvenient. But for some people, their livelihood solely depends on large amounts of rain for the world of agriculture, and in order to enhance the process of fertilizing crops, v'chule v'chule. So he says that the rain complements the ground. And it makes the ground and it makes the ground fertile for the seeds. Meaning part of the process is right. It sets up the ground for the seeds, and then plants grow from that. So, but what does he say? Meaning, it's not that the rain itself causes it to grow. It's the seeds itself. It's only the rain is a resource. It's a setup in order to make the ground good for the seeds. But the etzem godless, the main way in which the trees and crops are going to grow is they need to have proper seeds. It comes from the seeds all the way within. So says Rav Yeruchim Levavitz. So too by Torah. That Torah is very, very important. Torah Kedosha, Torah Shebachsav, Torah Shebal Peh is something that's very holy and spiritual that Kosh Baruch Hu gave to us. But however, it's not the etzem thing that's causing us godless and ruchnis. It's not the thing that's causing us to be elevated on a spiritual level and get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a resource. It's a tool, but it's not the aim. It's not the ikur. Rather, what the main growth, the etzem growth of a person in a person's ruchnis needs to come from within. Needs to come from within the person's heart, within the person's feeling. Self motivation, self determination, self aspirations. Those are the etzem ways in which a person is going to grow. To deepen on this, it's brought down in Rabbi Yon and Shari Tshuva Parak Beis, one of the three fundamental Musar Sfarim. People like to say Musar Sfarim Chovos Halavavos and Shari Tshuva. A lot of people like to learn Shari Tshuva during El and during this Tkufa. And the second parak is he speaks about a lot of things, a very, very big fundamental parak. For the Musar movement, but he writes in Beis Chavav, he says as follows: Ima adam lo ya'orer nafsho ma yoliu b'musarim. He speaks about doing tshuva. It's important to learn Musar Svarim. It's important to hear Musar Shmuzim. But he still says again, in line with this mahalach that he's emphasizing again. He can learn Musar Seder every day, and he could hear all the shmuzin, and you know he could be joining the Musar movement. But if he's not working on himself, if it's not coming from the soul, if his soul and his neshama is not affected, if the growth is not coming within, it's the external Musar shmuzin and the Musar svarim aren't helping. Again, Sfarim and learning and doing mitzvos, they're good, but they're not the ikur. They're resources. The ikur comes from the internal feeling. The internal feeling that you want to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The internal feeling that the pnimius that a person wants to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu through doing tshuva. Again, tshuva is not just learning the halachos and davening and doing musar, learning musar. It's about feeling inspired. It's about certain feelings. A person can go through the davening Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and daven and say all the words, but the goal is to feel something, to feel change. And we have this opportunity here in the whole month of Tishrei. It's easy and hard. It's a long month. It's a fun month. It's an inspiring month. But there's a lot. There's definitely a lot going on in the month of Tishrei, especially as opposed to the month of Cheshvan. We're going to see it's going to be much more, a lot less things going on. The month of Tishrei is actually the easiest month to feel. We have such an opportunity because it's the easiest month to feel that pnimius and to achieve godless during Chodesh Tishrei. We have Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Aser Simi Tshuva, Simchas Torah, Shana Rabbah, time of Tefillah, time of Tshuva, even a time of Simcha. But the point is, it's an easy time to achieve Kirvas Hashem. Right, the Shari Shamayim are open the most at this time, from Rosh Hashanah through Aser Simi Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the closest time in the entire year we're able to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have such a great opportunity, but there's some people that unfortunately, Litzareinu Arav, that they waste this opportunity. And this month, there's a lot of also other opportunities, and they're sort of focused on the physical and gashmias type of experiences that go on over Yom Tif, over Ben Ezmanim, and they sort of botch the opportunity that these next couple days are really setting the tone in terms of what exactly is going to be for us in the year to come. So the chizik, we need to take some chizik, and we gotta self introspection, not to waste this month of Tishrei, not to waste these next couple days. It's not going to be easy, but again, We got to take all these kalim that we have, again, use them as these kalim. It starts with building proper fundamental yesodos within, having that internal feeling, you know, of establishing those seeds, and then ultimately, you know, the raindrops, aka the resources, will rain down on us, will pour down on us. We'll be able to use those kalim to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to get closer and to have a and to have it and hopefully have a successful year from that. So Ad Kan idea number one. Idea number two. Lamed Beis Tes Vav. In the second Aliyah, the pasuk says, "Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat Shamanta Avisa Kasisa Vaytosha Lokaso Vayinabel Tzur Yeshua." So it says, "Yeshurun became fat and kicked, and you became fat, you became thick, v'chule v'chule." So, just for Hakadam again, this is the first time in which Bnei Yisrael is referred to as Yeshurun. Yeshurun comes from the Lashon of Yashar, meaning to be straight, to be upright, Yashrus, doing things the right way, the straight way, the proper way. And this is the first time in the Torah the Klal Yisrael is referred to that. Bnei Yisrael is referred to as that. So, what exactly is Pshat here in the pasuk? And what is it, how is it connected to Yashrus? So those are the two things I want to focus on in terms of in this idea. And we have two Mahalchim, one from Rav Hirsch, one from Sforno, and then I have a small knach on that idea. So Rav Hirsch says as follows. Rav Hirsch says that you have to understand what was going on at this time of Hazino. This was a happy tekufa for Bnei Yisrael. This was leading up to they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael for the first time as a whole nation. But however, there was a certain warning that a lot of prosperity, right? There's a lot. They're on their way. It's a lot of prosperity entering to their own nation, their own country, their own land, to in a land of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha and Tara, which we're still living in today. But it's a little warning that he's saying that you have to watch out. A lot of prosperity, in Hebrew they call it shigshug, can lead to Yerida Sadoros. You have to watch out. We might become spiritually obese, as I like to say sometimes, through all of our taivas. You know, sometimes a lot of good things are going for us. You know, we just like to, you know, we just go with it. We think we don't. Sometimes we take it for granted, and it just keeps coming. And the Chiddush is, as rehearsed, that even that if we get too caught up in our taibas, even the Yeshurun part of us, even the part of Klal Yisrael that represents Yashrus, becomes endangered, becomes potentially Rachman al Tzlan, even the Yashrus part of us. Again, if we get caught up in the taibas, we can, you know, not be yet. We can, you know, unbecome Yashur. We can sort of drift off from the path, and it's very, very dangerous. So that's one pshat. Another pshat says is from Sforno. Sforno says as follows, that when it's referring to the manhigim and the yesharim, the leaders, the generations were the most yashur, when they go after their taivas and they quote unquote become fat and obese and they chase after that which, you know, they desire. They kick and they become fat. The pshat is that others follow after them, right? They're the leaders. You know, all the glory, the cover, the attention is shining on them, and they represent. You know, they represent Klal Yisrael. They're setting the examples. It's not only that. When they act like this, it causes other people to think. It's not like, oh, doing the wrong thing is right. The pshat is that it's setting an example that's saying, like, this is not even considered wrong. This is actually considered right, you know, doing the wrong thing, going after certain types. And it sets a certain example that, like, you know, hey, you know, people don't, you know, it's like telling people, you know, going against HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't actually a super big problem. And we know, we know it's just natural. You know, people who are charismatic, people who are leaders, you know, the spotlight's shining on them. And the goal is again, since this form of that, that again, if the spotlight's shining on them, they need the leaders, you know, the great power comes, a great responsibility. They have to express and show their yashrus and not their taivas. And the goal is from that, again, that people are, because again, people are watching them. You know, people are watching us as Yidim Amlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. But we need to hold ourselves to a certain standard, because people are always watching us. Also, Kol Shekinah Kodesh Baruch Hu is watching us, right? Shivis Hashem and Negdi Samet. Just to make a small ha'ara during this tkufa, that again, we just finished Rosh Hashanah. It's a new year. Maybe this is the time for new leaders, new resolutions, new standards. This is what we need to do during Aseret Mitzvot year. As we approach Yom Kippur, right? We want to have a good year. So we got to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a new year. We want to make new change. If we're not as yasher as we were, let's become yasher. If we're not setting a good example for others, and because we're leaders or we're becoming leaders, now's the time to set to set proper examples. And if we're not happy with our standards, or we don't think our standards are up to par, we got to set new standards. And it's with these things, you know, we need to establish a certain culture, I think, of yashrus in all of our kehillas. Unfortunately, I feel like in certain areas in the world, certain kehillas we're lacking that idea of yashrus. And again, it spreads almost. It's the lack of yashrus in Nantiva. It's sort of like a disease, right? In Yanidiyom. It's sort of like it can become an epidemic. And if you give off a certain vibe that it's that yashrus doesn't matter, and it's okay to give into certain taivas, the most disgusting taivas, it lowers the standards and it doesn't set a good example. So we need some chizik in that. Ad kan idea number two. Idea number three, let's go back earlier in the parsha. Lamed Beis Hey. The pasuk says, Shiches lo banav mumam, Dori Kesh Uf Sal Tol. So right, the pasuk says, right, corruption isn't his, meaning it's not Kodesh Baruch Hu's. This blemish, or however you want to refer to it, belongs to his children. This perverse and twisted and perverted generation. So let's try to, again, I know it's in poetic form, but we gotta just figure out in terms of what's pshat. What are we talking about again? That it's theirs and it's not from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I don't understand. Don't we say Kodesh Baruch Hu creates everything? Kodesh Baruch Hu Kol Bidei Shamayim, right? And what, we're not his children? So let's deal with those two questions. So one pshat. This is Rashi on the spot. Rashi says, "Bun of Mumav." Mumam shel banav haya velo momo, meaning says Rashi that what's the pshat, that the corruption, right, the shchitut is not his. He says that true. Rashi says true, right? There's a lot of rishus and there's a lot of corruption in the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cause that. It's people. It's the people. It's Klal Yisrael. Sometimes it's our own fault when we go after rishus and we go after corruption. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know there's something called b'chira chavshus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to do that. He tries actually to stray us away from corruption and rishus. But sometimes the Yitzhar tries to lure us in, and it's time when we get lured in. It's our own fault. We need to be strong. We need to start putting up gedarim. And so the Or Chaim deepens a little bit, and he says, the Or Chaim says as follows: what's the pshat that the pasuk says lo banav? The Or Chaim says, also brought down in the Ramban, they say that. That when Klal Yisrael acts, you know, with corruption, and especially if it's against the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the pshat is it's their own mum, it's their own psul. Why? Because it's almost like they're proclaiming themselves, you know, that we're saying we are not Bnei Yisrael, we are not Ovdei Hashem, we're someone else. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels that, he doesn't want to claim us. Elama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, when do we have that best kesher with the B'dir Ribono Shel Olam? When does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really love us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always merciful on us. But when does that real kesher of Ava between the Ribono Shel Olam and B'nai Yisrael happen? When we fulfill Ratzon Hashem, we do that which would be Mekayim, the Ratzon Habore. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll call out to us with Ava. And again, this is the tkufa during Aseret Mitzvah, in which you really need to understand that the goal is right now to be, we got to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to call out, but again, we have to call out in a way in which we want to fulfill Ratzon Hashem. If we're calling out in a way during Aseret Mitzvah of rishus and corruption and taiva and all these things, it's only going to distance HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now's our chance to really infiltrate and get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, to summarize, these are the three ideas, I think all very, very connected to Aseret Mitzvah. That again, the first idea we spoke about is again the raindrops that the rain is compared to the Torah. That again, these are all kalim, these are all resources to help us grow. But again, the real growth comes from the seeds under in the ground and from the emotion and the feelings and the pnimius within every yid. The second idea about Yashrus, that again is, especially what the Sforno said, that again when the spotlight is shining on us and it's on us to set a proper example for others. And the third idea, which we spoke about, is again the idea of corruption. That when we act in a certain corrupt way, it's our own fault, and it's only ruining it for us. The way to get close to Kadosh Baruch Hu is not through rishus. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us. I mean, he'll be right, again. It's hard to infiltrate the Ava of Hashem through rishus and corruption. Rather, the best way again at this tkuva to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be compassionate and have mercy on us and for Him to love us is through being mekayem ratzon Hashem. And these were the ideas I want to speak about to everyone. So yashar koach everyone, and have a gmar chasima tovah.